Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Made it to Friday here, last Friday of the month. Glad you're with us here at the end of July, July 27 of 2018. 9:05 and 63 degrees, as Michael mentioned. Great weather coming up again today, partly sunny and 77, below the normal of 84. So we're doing very, very well here. I'm looking forward to a nice night tonight down in St. Louis, going to the Cubs-Cardinal game down in St. Louis with the two teams, two rivals going at it, big fireworks show afterwards. So looking forward to getting down there and spending a little time this weekend in St. Louis with some friends and family. So that's what's ahead for me. Hope you're headed for a great weekend as well. Had a good time last night at the Quarterback Club. Had a great meet and greet out at the Urbana Country Club with Coach Lovie Smith and his entire staff. I think they brought everybody, all the offensive analysts, defensive analysts, assistant coaches, and everybody on staff. So thanks to the Illini football coaching staff and the Quarterback Club for inviting me and my wife out for that. Saw a lot of you out there, a lot of people we know. So that was a lot of fun as well, and a really pretty night to be out. So anyway, that's what's going on in my world, 9:06 here at DWS. What's going on with you? Well, I've open line time here today. Lots of national stories to review, headlines with those. We have some local stories as well to get to if we get a chance. And then later in this hour, towards the end of the hour, last 10 minutes or so, Carol Varell, our former news director who's retired, but she also does now, working with through Crime Stoppers, a series on cold cases. And she'll kind of preview what's going to be out in the paper and online and through podcasts and on the radio and so forth this weekend in regards to the cold case that she has been working on. Does a lot of great work with that. So we'll talk to Carol for a couple of minutes. In fact, we just had a cold case solved yesterday in the last couple of days over in Danville, a case that Carol actually worked on when she was reporting over in Danville as well. So anyway, that'll come up late in the first hour. Then the second hour is Flashback Friday, and we'll tell you what our topic will be today. And if you're just joining us or not familiar with that, at the last hour, the last Friday of the month, we just have some fun. We just go back in time or we relive some things from the past. We've had your first car. We've had your first movie theater. We've had restaurants that you used to go to that you really liked. So this is just kind of fun, you know. It's Friday. It's the last hour of the week for Penny for Your Thoughts, and the last Friday of the month, and so that's what we do. And we've done every month since January, and we'll do it again here at the end of July coming up in hour number two. News from Washington having to do with Donald Trump, Stormy Daniels' attorney, talking some more. Also news on the economy. The economy grew at a 4.1% rate. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's role as White House Staff Secretary to President George W. Bush becoming a flashpoint as Republicans push his confirmation to the Supreme Court. Big loss in value for Facebook. Why is Facebook declining in value? There's some theories on that that are floating around out there if you read different articles. And, of course, Michael Cohen, President's former personal attorney, is making a lot of news as well, and some back and forth on the tape he turned in or that he says he gave, the sources say, he gave to Robert Mueller, who's investigating the Russian meddling, the collusion case, as you know, that we've talked about for a couple of years now, it seems like. So he is in the news as well. And then some local stories we'll touch on during the course of the morning if we get a chance here in this first hour. The president was in the state. Don't know if you saw that. He was over in Granite City talking to laid-off workers there at a steel mill who have recently gone back to work. And our local representative, Rodney Davis, was in attendance and spoke there. And also, Blue Waters 2.0 is going to the Lone Star State of Texas, and not the University of Illinois. The U of I responding, saying, hey, they're disappointed, but notes the agency has five other supercomputers and other projects that from the U of I National Center for Supercomputing Applications. So there's plenty going on. And a Champaign man has died after he was struck by a train in Danville late yesterday. Those are some of the local headlines. A little bit of today in history. Cold case at the end of the hour, and then flashback Friday. That's what's in store today. So we'll get it all started. 10 after 9, and we're in downtown Champaign. Glad you're with us. Come see us sometime if you're ever downtown. We're right inside the front doors of the News Gazette. We're back with more after this. Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Glad you're with us today, wherever you might be listening. A variety of ways to listening in your car, in your business, at home, outside, working out. I know my grandmother and my parents, we used to listen to this show, this radio station, out working in the garden during the summertime. So you might be out there today. Or a lot of people stream. We didn't have streaming back then, of course, but a lot of people do stream the show, and wherever they might be listening, hello to you here from downtown Champaign. 912, glad you're with us today. Hey, a couple of people I saw last night at the quarterback club meet and greet was the husband and wife team at Keller Williams, Steve and Pam Starwalt. And they'd like to help you through Damian Spencer at Fisher National Bank. He's located at 1710 South Neal. And what this is, if you're going to go look at homes this weekend and you're wondering, what am I pre-approved for? How big of a house can I get? Or do I need to be more realistic and get a, maybe I'm downsizing and, hey, I don't know what my limit is or where I'm at as far as that goes. You can find that out today. Damian Spencer, Fisher National Bank, can help you with that. Maybe you're downsizing, whether you're transitioning from one home to another. Maybe your family's grown. Maybe you got a pay raise. Or your family's growing and you need a bigger house. And you think, wow, I'd look at this home over here in neighborhood A, but that's probably out of my league. Well, maybe it's not. You don't know. And you can find that out today. Fisher National Bank, Damian Spencer. He's been in the mortgage business for a long time, over 20 years. He's worked with Steve and Pam Starwalt at Keller Williams for 10 of those years. So they have a great relationship. Here's the number, 239-7156, 217-239-7156, and they will get you connected with Damian at Fisher National Bank. We hope you take advantage of their expertise there in that area and get pre-approved, find out what you're pre-approved for, and then you can go out armed with the information you need on what should be a great weekend to look around at homes. All right, 914 here at DWS. Michael Avenetti, the attorney for Stormy Daniels, says he now represents three additional women who had relationships with President Trump. He claims were paid hush money before the 2016 presidential election. Trump's lawyer, Charles Harder, did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment on that story. Also in Washington, D.C., the story, of course, with the president's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, that continues to be a big national story. Cohen claiming that Trump knew in advance of the Trump Tower meeting that had to do with the Russians. So that's a big story as part of the Russia probe today. And there's all kinds of columns. The Russia probe is a daily, I mean, I go to couple of websites to look at all the headlines and the stories from that, and that's just daily material. So, if you'd like to comment on that, you certainly can. If you want to talk about some of the other issues of the day, you can do that too. The UN command out of South Korea saying the 55 caissons of war remains retrieved from North Korea will be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. A U.S. military plane flew to North Korea today to pick up what are believed to be the remains of U.S. servicemen killed in the Korean War. The transfer meant to fulfill a commitment made by leader Kim Jong-un during his summit with President Trump back in June. And also nationally, the Trump administration says more than 1,800 children 5 years and older have been reunited with parents or sponsors hours before the deadline. That includes 1,442 children who were returned to parents in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. And officials say about 700 more remained separated. And a news out of Washington today as well, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's role, of course, the Supreme Court nominee, as his White House staff secretary to President George W. Bush, up for discussion. Democrats want to see records from that time. They say the documents are vital to understanding his approach to the law. Republicans disagree and say the Democrats are using the issue to delay Kavanaugh's confirmation. Of course, the goal for the Republicans is to get him on the Supreme Court by the start of the next term, October 1. And the 19% loss in Facebook stock chopped $119 billion off its market value. It was the company's worst trading day since going public back in 2012, and among the biggest one-day losses of market value in U.S. stock market history. And there are some theories out there as to why Facebook is struggling at the moment. And if we get a chance, we'll get into some of that. I know one columnist says, well, it's because they've been not fair to conservatives on Facebook. That's what one columnist is saying. Hey, they've lost some of their audience. All right, Sarah emails us, says it's got to be a feel-good moment, and I understand why President Trump wants to appear at a rally that features a business we were told benefiting from the tariffs. This is in Granite City from yesterday. I challenge him to appear before farmers who are currently observing new crop soybean future pricing dropping about $2 a bushel and corn dropping about 65 cents a bushel since the end of May. That is from Sarah. All right, 918 here at DWS. To the phones we go. To Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning. As far as the farm thing, I read that Trump just gave him a $12 billion bailout. I read that like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he just gave a $12 billion. I don't understand that one. But, I mean, the media, man, you guys, I guess I shouldn't say you guys, but you know, anything against Trump is the lead story, man. But you get a fake dossier, you can't even mention it. You can't even mention that the dossier was... we're talking about... It's so insane. It's hard for me to even make myself say it. We're talking about a Russian investigation that was started with fake evidence. It's ridiculous. And we keep talking about it like it's legit. It's amazing. You talk about collusion, the media, the FBI, the DOJ. I mean, you guys we got a fake dossier, and it's not even news. That started the whole investigation. It amazes me. It's just crazy, you know? And, you know, these liberals call up, and they're all emotional like a child. They should leave politics to the adults.
Well, let's see here. Byron York in the Washington Examiner asked today, he says, why didn't FBI tell court about Christopher Steele bias, the dossier you're talking about?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, there's a big column on it today. I mean, the dossier's been talked about. The dossier's been talked about for 2 years, and the people that support Trump, they say, hey, you know, it's fake.
Wait a minute. It was just proven fake.
Well, I understand that. I'm telling you what people argue when they say what you're saying. You're doing it right now. You're saying, hey, right. We know it's fake. What I'm saying is the people that are against Trump say no. It's been proven that it's true.
They follow up every day and talk about it like it's legit.
Well. Look, if they believe it's true, whether it is or not, I'm not going to change their mind, right?
But you're just going to let them keep talking about it and make a show out of it? I don't get it.
No, I don't get it. It's an open line. They can if they want to believe what they want to believe, I'm okay with that. Okay, but if
all right,
okay, I don't have to agree with them, but if they want to say it,
you're good having conversations about something that isn't even true, right? Is that what you're saying? You're good with that?
I'm having a conversation about things that aren't even true.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Fact.
So. I mean, if they call in and say they believe that the dossier is true, even though there's a lot of evidence that says it isn't, is anything I say going to change their mind?
Well, you should tell them that you deal in facts.
Okay, but what if they don't? But right now we're in a world where nobody accepts each other's facts.
Yeah, but that's been proven untrue. They used a letter that Harry Reid gave to McCain gave to Reid, one of the two, and they gave and they got it from Stork, and then they released it to the media, a letter that wasn't even evidence. I mean, they used that as evidence, a letter.
Yeah, I know what I've been told and what I've heard is that they were trying to prove to Trump, here's an example of what could be said about you if you don't pay attention to intelligence reports. Am I right?
And that was used as evidence to
right.
get the FISA.
I understand, right? Yeah. No, I understand all the weeds of it. I'm just saying if you believe that that is true, I'm not going to convince you the other way, regardless of what I say.
All right, so if somebody calls and they believe in fairies, you're going to have a conversation with them about it.
I'll listen to them.
I don't get it, dude.
I listen.
God bless you, man.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you. I'll listen to whatever. Doesn't mean I agree with it. But, yeah, it's an open forum. And that's, you know, kind of our purpose, right? That's why we have letters to the editor. Why you have comments. I always say, somebody told me years ago, it said, if you want to be, you can be wrong if you want to, right? But everybody's got an opinion. So that's fine with me. 356-9397, 21st Century Fox and Walt Disney Company shareholders approved deal for Disney to buy Fox assets. That's new today. 356-9397 is how you can join us. We're on Friday. We'll have Flashback Friday in hour number two. Let's back to the phones to Zoe. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Brian. I wasn't even going to call in, but I have to call in and defend you a little bit.
That's okay.
I'm
good.
You know, I don't like the dossier either, but all you're doing is reflecting what people are talking about, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, while I wish that the special prosecutor would drop it, but, you know, and I think that the hourly news, they hammer away at this stuff too much, but all you're doing is just reflecting back. So, you know, I just wanted to call in.
I appreciate that. No, I know what I'm doing.
I know you do.
Or at least I know what I'm trying to do.
Well, it's not easy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, thank you, Brian.
Oh, you're welcome, Zoe. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm doing just fine. I do. It is interesting, though, because, I mean, right now we've got a world, and you hear it just about every day, where, you know, no, my facts are right. No, your facts are right. And I understand there's all the different things that people have come out with. I'm just saying sometimes people just, you could spend, I spent way too much time. I wasted probably 3 minutes going round and round on trying to explain what I was trying to do. So, I mean, it's just like, okay, I'm not going to change your mind, so that's fine. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. I'm going to help you for the weekend.
Okay, very good.
You know, I agree with Don. Donald Trump is the most trusted person in the world. He brings you the news, good or bad. He puts up his hand, good or sad. Donald Trump should stand up on a podium with an American flag and say, hey, I am the most trusted man in the world. I'm just like George Washington. I don't lie. All this stuff is fake, and just keep it rolling. Give him another term. I don't care. All I ask Donald Trump, give me a nice bottle of Johnny Walker Red and a glass and a couple of cubes of ice, and I can sit there and listen to the rest of the story.
All right.
It's the weekend.
Hey, John, thank you. Appreciate
don't
it.
Don't let them bug you.
Oh, they don't bother. No, no, nothing bothers me. Thank you, John. All right, appreciate it. I'm an easygoing guy. All right, let's see here. Let's take a break, and we will continue with more Penny for Your Thoughts. We've got open line time up until about 10 till 10. Carol Varell will join me then. We'll talk about her cold case she's working on. You'll see that throughout the weekend. And then we'll have Flashback Friday, and that's fun, and we'll continue with more after this. Hey, we're back. Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400. DWS is reading a couple of texts here that are pretty funny. Let's see. Let me tell you about Mike Namoff and our guys over there. This Is It Furniture, Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. And they've been on with me here since the start of the year, and we appreciate their support of our show here. And they want to tell you, of course, Mike Namoff. Everybody knows Mike, Big Mike, Downer, Downer, Downer. He's got the onions. You know all that. that he has there in his commercials. And anyway, he's involved in charitable products, projects all over our community. But he has This Is It Furniture and Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. And if you haven't been in Snooze, you will be blown away by what you see. They have the reveal machine, first of all, that'll show you where you lay down. They'll have you lay down. It'll show you where your pressure points are. Is it your neck? Is it your stomach? Is it your back? Is it your shoulder? Mine was like my shoulder. That was my biggest pressure point, and also on my side, as I sleep on my side. They also have pillows, all kinds of mattresses, but Snooze has pillows for side sleepers, back sleepers, and stomach sleepers. They have the Z-Zone Dough Pillow Collection, has an entire wall of pillows for aspiring sleepers. They have pillows for people who get hot while they're sleeping. Aromatherapy for comfort and calming. Ventilated pillows for breathable comfort and temperature regulation. They have high loft pillows for back and side sleepers. Low loft for stomach sleepers. Luxury bedding. I mean, get this. Where are you going to find this? Snooze offers 100% Egyptian cotton that is hand-finished and tailored by Italian artisans. They have French linen made from flax grown in France. And they also sell Portuguese flannel cotton blends and brushed microfiber bedding. So we're talking high-quality materials here at Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. Again, with This Is It Furniture, Country Fair Shopping Center, Springfield and Mattis in Champaign. Say hi to Big Mike and the entire team there at Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. Christy Powell is the manager there. Met with Christy when we first started doing the commercials, and she knows her stuff. So if you have any questions, make sure you talk with her as well. All right, text in. Bill says Facebook is struggling because it's now known that they censor conservatives, just like the IRS tried to do a few years ago. I left and don't miss seeing pictures of people's feet as they sit by the pool or their dinner or even their grandkids, leaving Facebook freed up an amazing amount of time with no downside. That is from Bill. And that was the theory of one of the, and I got to go, I think I've left it on the printer. One of the columnists said part of the problem that they thought that Facebook is having is that they've been trending one way or the other. Here we go. Has to do with their bias. Are they biased or not in what the content they put on and so forth? And a text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. It's Friday. Fish walks into a bar. Bartender says, "What do you have?" Fish says, "Water." Okay, that's good.
All right, then.
You like that?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
It is Friday.
It is Friday. Very nice. All right, you can send those in, too. That's what's great about the open line. We can talk about anything, even bartender jokes. All right? All right, we'll have more phone calls, emails.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Any for your thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. Disneyland workers, I mentioned them. Disneyland workers have reached an agreement with the company that will raise their hourly rate to $15 an hour following a contentious battle over wages and benefits. Employees earning minimum wage at the resort will see their wages increase immediately from $11 to $13.25 and rise to $15 beginning in 2019. That news from Disney. Speaking of Facebook and sitting at your computer, you might check out Julie Worth has an article today about unplugging from all the social media and how that affects your brain. Are we on our phones and devices way too much? And a lot of people are nodding their heads. Yes. Yes, we are. So you might check that out in the News Gazette, too. James, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Governor?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call in and say that, you know, sometimes after a while you get kind of sick of, you know, all the same old stuff, and you need a chuckle.
Yes.
So I got a copy of Caddyshack. You've seen Caddyshack, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you like Rodney Dangerfield as a comedian?
You know, I could take him in moderate doses. After a while, he just got out of, to me, too much of him was too much for me, I guess. But
well, people love me doing this, so I'm going to do Rodney for you, and then I'll leave you alone.
Okay. It's right.
Yeah, my wife wants to have sex in a backseat of the car. She wants me to die.
Okay.
All
right.
My kid drives me nuts. The other day, he put crazy glue in my Preparation H.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my wife can't cook either. She's the worst cook in the world. Our house, we pray after we eat. I got the only dog that begs for Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
That is good. That's not bad imitation.
Well.
And your timing, your pacing is pretty good, too.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I leave dental floss in the kitchen and the cockroaches hanging themselves.
All right. How many of those do you have?
Oh.
10 or 12?
You know who Rodney Dangerfield got started as a comedian?
Who he got started?
Rodney Dangerfield helped this guy get his start in comedy.
Oh, yeah? Who was it?
Sam Kinison.
Really?
Yeah. And I collected him and got my hands on Sam Kinison. But this is a family radio show.
We need to keep it family friendly here. So.
Yeah, no Sam Kinison. But
okay.
You know who the guy is.
Yes.
All right, thanks for your time.
Thanks. All right.
I won't bother you anymore.
Appreciate it. No, you're not bothering. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, James. 356-9397. Investor's Business Daily with an editorial today saying Twitter might soon have the government breathing down its neck for shadow banning conservatives while Facebook's market value has plunged more than $130 billion in just 2 days. As the once dominant social media site growth goes flat amid charges of bias. Is this the beginning of the end of the social media boom? And there's a whole column on that. How social media became anti-social media. Twitter and Facebook's days of reckoning. That's in Investor's Business Daily. If you want to check that out today. All right, let's see here. 9:40. Got an anniversary note we'll tell you about. And let's see. Hi, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
Yes.
You know, I like to tell the truth about things.
Yes.
Every day you can catch Trump in a dozen lies. But just a minute ago, he was on the air talking about the economic growth for the quarter. It's over 4%.
Yeah, 4.1.
And how he was saying that that's the greatest economic growth rolling four quarters period in forever. And it's not true. So, if you go rolling four quarters, his economic rate is 3.2% right now with this 4.1. Mm-hmm. But if you go 2015 to 2014, there was a four-quarter period where it was 3.7% rolling four quarters average growth rate. And it's just another example of how he lies. And now his fixer, Michael Cohen, is going to tell everybody that he lied about not being involved about knowing about the meeting.
Source is going to tell Mueller. Anyway, that's what the
right.
sources say.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we've known that for a long time. Donald Jr. doesn't wipe any part of his shoes without getting his dad's permission. So he's not going to go see Russian agents without getting his dad's permission.
So you say once they had the meeting, he ran upstairs and told him?
No.
Pretty much.
Donald Trump Sr. knew about it before the meeting.
Before then. Okay.
Yes. That's what Michael Cohen has data on and is going to tell Mueller. Mm-hmm.
Now Giuliani says he's lying.
And how many times has Giuliani lied?
I don't know. Who's lying out there? We can't tell.
So. If they're associated with the Trump administration in any way, they probably are.
All right. Hey,
other real quick thing.
Yep.
Can I have one other?
Yep, make it quick.
You know how I am about the media.
Yep.
The MSNBC And ABC yesterday gave Trump an hour and a half of free airtime for his campaign. Yesterday's speech in Granite City was just a campaign speech,
mm-hmm.
nothing else, and it was free. So the corporate media is helping Donald Trump still.
Well, he probably gets good ratings for them, right?
Well, he probably does,
yeah.
But it is also a quid pro quo. They get more ad revenue by having more of his lies on the air, and the head of CBS said that.
All right.
He said he liked Donald Trump because it gets more ad revenue.
Well, I think there's something to that, yes. The media hates him, but they love him, too. So it kind of depends on the bottom line. So, hey, Stan, thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it. We go from Stan to Dale. Dale, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
I travel in my car quite a bit, and whenever I get down to past Effingham or wherever down that way, I can't get you. So I, always turn to a different channel. Or I turn to a different channel when Bobby or Stan comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Stan talks about liars. Stan's the biggest liar there is in this world, because there was a few years ago when he got on, when Jim was on the channel and said that Johnson, our state rep and then our rep in Washington, that he had cancer and was going to die. Now, ain't that something that a guy can go on and do fake news and spiel all this stuff? And Tim Johnson's still alive, doing well, from what I understand.
Yeah, I know Tim's had some health issues over the years, but I don't remember exactly what it was. But
first of all, Stan has got no right to even come out and spiel something like that. I think he's just so liberal. And he hates Trump so well, so much that he just needs to shut up. That's all I got to say.
All right.
Thanks,
hey, Dale.
Brian.
Thanks for listening to us, okay?
Sure.
Appreciate
Bye.
That. All right. We've got guys with four letters in their names today. We go from Stan to Dale to Dave. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Brian. Hey, we could spell your name with four letters. We just do B-R-I-N-E or something,
yeah.
And you could join us.
You know, it's funny because I went to I was going to Chicago for some reason. I stopped. I think it was in Manteno, which is where I like to stop. And I gave an order. I was with my daughter, and they asked for my name. I gave the order, what's your name? I said, well, it's Brian. And she goes, well, how do you spell it? I said, well, it doesn't really matter, does it? I mean, you're going to say the name rather than spell it. She goes, well, it matters to me. And
right,
I'm like,
right.
Okay. Is it I or Y?
Well, I know. I said five letters. I said B-R-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
You could do B-R-Y-N, and that would be Brian. That,
yes.
That would be good enough.
Yes.
Anyways, hey, I had to call. I watched that speech yesterday the president gave down in Granite City. It was amazing. And, man, he's doing exactly what we've all wanted him to do, being in there, bringing jobs back, especially to, we find right here in central Illinois. And it was great to hear him give a shout-out to Shimkus and Davis, and just really proud of Davis for being there and helping support those workers and the president. And at 4.1%, I mean, it's crazy. That magic wand that Obama said, oh, what, does he have some sort of magic wand? He's going to bring these jobs back? Well, we find the deal maker of all time is able to do it,
yep.
And we're all happy.
It's worked over there, that's for sure.
That's right.
In Granite
that's
City.
Right.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep, good to hear from you. A text from Bill says, chameleon walks into a bar. Bartender says, don't worry, if your wife calls, they'll tell you I haven't seen you. Text in says Facebook today, WDWS tomorrow, and then text Stan says, or they say, Stan, how do you know all that you know? Okay, there's the text line. Real quick, today in history, 2004. What is today? July 27, 2004. Democratic Convention. This goes about a minute and a half. Do you remember this particular young man speaking at the podium.
E pluribus unum, out of many, one. Now, even as we speak, there are those who are preparing to divide us. The spin masters, the negative ad peddlers, who embrace the politics of anything goes. Well, I say to them tonight, there is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America. There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America. The pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats. But I've got news for them, too. We worship an awesome God in the blue states, and we don't like federal agents poking around in our libraries in the red states. We coach Little League in the blue states, and yes, we've got some gay friends in the red states. There are patriots who opposed the war in Iraq, and there are patriots who supported the war in Iraq. We are one people, all of us pledging allegiance to our stripes, all of us defending the United States of America.
Remember that? That was 2004. On this day, Democratic National Convention, he was a state senator back then, elected to the U.S. Senate just over 3 months later, elected president, of course, in 2008. Barack Obama. That was the blue state, red state speech. 9:50. Carol Varell's going to join me here in a moment. Mark, how are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brian?
Good.
Hey, Obama just said on national TV that he was not from America. He was from Kenya. I always like a guy who's from Kenya telling Americans what they should do. He said that on national TV. It's recorded. You can hear it.
Was that part of that speech?
No, that was the speech he just said over in Kenya.
Oh, okay.
I was the first president from Kenya. I'd just like to say one thing. You know, we talk about media bias. You have enormous media bias with that Elizabeth Warren in the morning. She is a raving liberal who hates Trump and loves that crooked Carol Ammons. It's very obvious when you listen to the show in the morning, she interviews Democrats and throws them softballs. And when she talks about Trump or interviews Republicans, she throws them all negative questions, no positive, doesn't talk about anything good about them, all bad, and talks about everything good with the Democratic, like Carol Ammons. Didn't ask her one question about the deficit of the University of Illinois or Mike Madigan's corrupt government, nothing. She never asked any questions like that with Democrats.
And did you call her Elizabeth Warren by mistake, or was that on purpose?
What's her? I'm sorry. What's her Elizabeth? Whatever her name is in the morning. Well, she could be Elizabeth Warren too, the twin.
Well, that's what
she is.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, I didn't know if you did that on purpose.
Why do you have her do all the interviews? I mean, she's obviously very biased towards conservatives.
I don't know. That's good.
Raving liberal.
Dave Gentry's the co-host with her, so that's kind of, I guess, a question
he
for Dave.
He doesn't say anything. He just keeps his mouth shut, which probably is smart, but she just goes on. She praises Carol Ammons and can't stand Trump or Rodney Davis or anybody else, and it's very obvious that it's media bias, and you have it right on your radio station.
Well, she's been at it for a while, and... you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you other than that's her opinion, and that's the way she does things. And, you know, people can choose to listen or not, I guess, is what all
well,
I can tell you.
I'd like to see her privy her interviews before she interviews people and say, I'm a liberal Democrat, and before I start this interview, I just want to let you know that.
Yeah. Well, I think you figured out that's what she is. So.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, a lot of people with four letters in their name today. All right. Let's take a break, Ed, real quick. Another minute or so, we'll have Carol join us here to preview her cold case story after this. Brian Barnhart, Penny for your thoughts. We'll have our flashback Friday. I'll give you the topic just right before the news, and Carol Varell is here. She's been waiting patiently for me to get to her.
I'm joining the five-letter club.
Yeah.
Carol.
In your
Ryan.
Name. Yes,
there
that's right. And you have another cold case. you're working on. It's going to be in all over our media outlets.
On Sunday,
here.
This coming Sunday. And this time, this month, we're focusing on a fatal shooting in Urbana, the Zachary Gray case. He was 22 years old when he was gunned down, apparently related to the gang conflicts over the last couple years, especially, that increased. He was shot in the 1200 block of South Lehrman in November of 2016. And police have more or less reached a dead end. People are afraid to talk, don't want to talk, don't want to say anything. And so they are looking for anyone with information to call. Mm-hmm. They realize that people are afraid, but they police want to reassure you that they will protect you if you're able to come forward and help them solve the case.
Yeah.
So we talked to Zachary's mother, Melinda Ellis, talked to Detective David Resch in Urbana, and also Detective Mike Cervantes.
Well, and there are cold cases like the one we get solved in Danville, where it goes back, you know, three or four decades.
Yeah, 1980.
And yet, you know, those are sometimes where time just passes and it goes cold.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, this is just a couple of years ago, but it's nobody wants to talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like so many cases.
Mm-hmm. So this will be, we have a podcast, it'll be online, it'll be in the paper Sunday.
Exactly, it'll be at news-gazette.com with a podcast and a story and pictures, some pictures, and a map. And then also it'll be in the News Gazette on Sunday, and also we'll do a radio story on Monday.
Okay. Well, very good, Carol.
Great.
Thank you.
You bet.
We appreciate it.
You
Carol
bet.
Varell on the cold case, working for Crime Stoppers.
Yeah.
And for our company here,
absolutely,
too,
but, for both.
Working for both.
Always can call Crime Stoppers.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Carol.
You bet.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. And let's see here. 9:57. Danny.
Yes, sir.
Yes. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. I got one request to make, Brian.
Yes.
Everybody call, not everybody, there's a lot of people call in over controversial statements by Elizabeth Hess. And we can't call the morning show. I would like to request that you have Elizabeth Hess as one of your guests one of these days, so the people that want to speak to her have the opportunity.
You know, that's not a bad idea. And she's a friend, and I think she would do it with me, I think.
Well, I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bye. Danny. All right, appreciate it. We've had everything this hour, haven't we? All right, Flashback Friday's coming up. Now, here's what it is, and you can be thinking about this. I know sometimes you have to think a little bit on this, and remember, when you were a kid growing up, it doesn't matter how far back you go, young or old, when you went outside in the summertime, what did you play? What did you do? Did you do hopscotch? Did you run down the street to your neighbor, Carol?
Flashlight tag.
Flashlight tag, that's one.
Oh, that was always so much. Or ghost in the graveyard.
Ghost in the graveyard. That's. I got a list of about 100. I'm going to see how many people touch on those. So if you have one of those, that's what we're doing in the next hour. You have when you went outside, what did you do? You know, did you go down the street to your buddy's house? Did you play catch outside? Did you? I mean, it can be as simple as some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have stories connected to that. I remember that when I went down, I did this and this happened. So we'll just have some fun in the second hour.
Yep, lots of fun.
Okay, very good. That's Carol's. We'll get a couple others in here to kind of help, mine the, prime the pump, I guess, is what you call it. So we'll do that in hour number two, and then we'll get it started. 356-9397, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. You can send those during the news if you'd like. 351-5357 or email us talk@wdws.com. You went outside when you were a kid. What did you do? What did you play? I mean, anymore, we're talking about all the pulling back from all the social media. There was no social media back then. Social media was what you did with your buddies outside.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So we'll do all that in the second hour. Penny, for your thoughts, WDWS. Champaign, Urbana, had a lot of fun. We'll talk to you next hour.
My
Second hour, Penny for your thoughts. Last hour, the last Friday of the month. I think you've caught on here to what we do. We call it Flashback Friday. We just have some fun to close out the week and close out the month as far as the Fridays go. We'll do it again in August. And today's subject has to do with when you were a kid, and doesn't matter how old you are, when all of us were kids, right, at one point, when you went outside, talking about getting off of social media and going outside. We didn't have social media back then. We went outside and we played. And what did you play? What did you do? Did you run down the street? What did you with your friends? Jim Lewis is here, and Elaine Luth is here. We'll let ladies go first.
She's talking to you, Elaine.
Yeah,
our,
I know.
One of our
always.
Sales.
It's Lainey, please.
Lainey?
Yeah, that's
Elaine.
Okay. That's
Lainey.
All right.
Well, we
no
call
problem.
You both. Elaine's your official name, but Lainey is what we all call you.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Only my mama calls me Elaine.
Well, what did you do? Where did you grow up, and what did you do?
Daddy was a farmer, and I grew up at Eastland in Bismarck. And we farmed. If Dad was planting corn, we took our bicycles and we pretended cornfields. And if he was cultivating, we cultivated the gravel driveway. And hollyhocks were always harvested about the time he was doing corn. If we had a sidewalk, which we did at both places, we also learned to parallel park. So we played outside all day because Mom did not allow us in the house during the daytime.
Do you have any air conditioning in the house?
Oh, no. Okay. I think about the time I got married, they thought about one, and it still didn't happen for a couple more years. Yeah. So, no.
So you just had these imaginary crops you were growing?
Absolutely. Yeah. We were farmers' kids, and that's what we did. Yeah, Mom would give us that itchy wool blanket, and we'd throw it over the clothesline, and that was our tent for the day. So it was big-time stuff in Bismarck.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Lainey.
Sure. No problem,
appreciate
Brian.
It. And Jimmy. Jim yep. Lewis, how
yep.
are you?
Yep. Yeah, you can
call me Jim.
My mother calls me Jimmy. So,
okay. Tell me your quick story.
Other than, going to the pool or Lake of the Woods when it was really built up when I was a kid, I remember around 6 or 7 years old, lived over on Sangamon in Champaign, 2514 Sangamon Drive. And the kid that lived next door to me, same age, we had bushes that separated our backyards along the side. Mm-hmm. Now, they could have only been 5 feet, but 6 or 7, they could have been, looked like 10 or 12 feet.
Yeah.
We would play this game where we took a ball, could have been a baseball, whatever, just a ball, and we would throw it over the bushes to each other. Mm-hmm. But you may throw it straight at them, or you may throw it real high over real low so it just barely clears, or you may go off to the side, try and go somewhere to catch it, and then get it back over. So that's, that's one of the things we kind of invented, kind of a blind man's tennis, I guess.
Because there's always games that everybody, the typical ones, hopscotch and kick the can and all that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, but a lot of people invented their own.
Oh,
games,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Mean, yeah. I'm just impressed that you had fences to throw balls over.
Well,
so.
There may have been a fence in there, but I know it was bushes because, they were tall. So you could kind of see an outline of movement a little bit through the leaves, but you couldn't make it out. Are they throwing left, right? Are they going to throw way over? They're barely going to clear, So that was fun. We'd do that for a while, and then, ride our bikes to Colonial Pantry and get Now and Laters or something. I don't know.
Get what?
Now and Laters. They were candies.
Oh.
You could have them now, or you could have them later.
Oh, okay. A Now and Later. Now I understand
it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Lewis, you're here on WDWS. Lainey is one of our sales staff.
That's right.
At News Gazette Media. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Very
Brian.
Good. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Happy Friday.
You too. Flashback Friday. All right. What do you have in that regard to our listeners out here? Let's go to the phones. Carolyn is here. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Well, I remember in the evenings we would chase and catch lightning bugs.
Yep.
And then we would put them in the jar, So that was always fun.
How many did you try to catch? You catch like 100 or 20?
No, as many as we could.
Yeah.
Probably never got 100, but maybe 25 or so.
Well, the trick was getting that, the lid off the jar before the other ones crawled to the top and got out, right?
Exactly. Yes, that was a trick. Yep.
And my mom would take a little like bottle opener, you punch a hole in a can,
right?
So they
right.
could breathe in there, I guess.
Yeah. We would punch holes in the top with a nail or something. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
We had to keep them alive so they could shine their light.
Yeah. That's good stuff. That's a lot of fun. I know June right. was usually the big month for that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well,
all right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Carolyn. Appreciate it. 356-9397. You can text us those. You can call in with those. 356-9397 or the text line 351-5357. When you went outside as a kid, we were all kids at one point. What did you do? What did you play? Games. You run down, you got stories. We could go a variety of ways. You can talk about the games you played. You can tell about the friends you played with. You can talk about any of those memories that comes back that you remember. And Lainey mentioned the farm. I know we used to, my brothers and sister, we would often pretend we were farming. We might go up and down the yard out in front of the farmhouse and pretend we were planting rows of whatever. Ride our bikes constantly. We had a fishing lake. Now, I didn't fish all that much. Didn't have the patience for it, I guess. But we had a lot of that to do, plus all the chores we had to do. I mean, we were working all the time, too, but had a lot of time for things like that. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. When I was younger, we had a routine every Saturday morning. I lived in Wisconsin. And I'd look out the west bedroom window, and when I saw the Knutson kids and the Johnson kids coming, I put on my coat, grabbed my skis out on the basement door, and we skied all day. We built ski jumps on the good hills and skied all day. But when I moved to Illinois, it was the same thing, except we were on horses. We rode the legs off of those things all summer long, and on weekends, we had gates back in between properties, so we'd ride down through our farm till we came to the gate, and then we'd go through Kenneth, open the gate, and go through Kenneth Peck's pasture. We could ride 15 miles and never be on a road, and that's what we did. We got mushrooms when the season was right, and we just rode.
What a great way to pass the time.
Yeah. We went to one-room school, and we also used that place. I think we called it Andy Over, where you threw the ball over the school, the one-room school, over the roof to the other side, and half of us were on one side and half on the other. We had a ball field down there, and we just pick up kids in the neighborhood and end up playing ball all afternoon. We didn't do toys. We did a lot of work. By this time, the beans were high enough. We weren't get paid $2 a day to walk beans and cut corn. We didn't do a lot of gamey kind of things. And we didn't pretend farming because we were.
You were doing the real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we tried that.
We're in 4-H, so we had our own cattle and our own hogs. And we would, we did spend a bunch of time with them and getting them ready for fairs and things.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I did a lot of that myself. I washed a lot of sheep in a four-legged bathtub.
I have a little reversion to my childhood, and last week at 78 years, I went out to the wash rack Sunday afternoon at the Champaign County Fair and washed 16 head of cattle, one of them of which is mine.
Wow.
I don't know why I chose to buy a heifer at 78. I am the state's oldest 4-H'er, I believe. But I had a great time out there.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad to hear about that, Bill. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we used to do we tried to throw the balls over this was not during the summer, during the school year, we'd throw the balls over the Tolono Primary. And that was a little bigger building than a one-room schoolhouse, but trying to get them over, a lot of them landed on the roof. They didn't clear the building. I don't think the janitor appreciated that. 1023. Hi, James.
Hey, it's me again.
Oh, you got one for me.
You mentioned ghosts in the graveyard?
Yes, Carol did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we were kids, we actually did that. We'd hey, man, you got to get out of the car and go knock on that mausoleum door, and then we'd leave them there. And come back a half an hour later, and they're scared out of their wits.
So Ghost in the Graveyard, you can play it any time of day, but particularly fun when light is low. It's essentially a hybrid of tag and hide and seek. The child who is it hides. The others, when the others are finished counting, they start looking for the hidden child. First to see it shouts Ghost in the Graveyard, and everyone has to get back to base with it in hot pursuit.
Well, you know that we're in, here in Champaign-Urbana, we're in the triangle. You know about the triangle, don't you?
No.
Okay, there's a graveyard by Memorial Stadium, Urbana Country Club, and the one out on the way to St. Joe is haunted by the Blue Man.
Really?
Yeah, he was reported that his lantern at night casts a blue glow. And if you want to look something up interesting, Urbana High School is haunted.
In the triangle.
Well, Urbana High School, well, that's a different story, but oh. Urbana High School is actually haunted.
Oh, haunted. Okay, I thought you said on it. Okay, haunted. Really?
Oh, yeah, the tower is haunted. I got an article on it, man.
Yeah, do the administrators know that?
Oh, yeah, the police were too scared to go up to the top of the tower. There was a room they kept locked.
Oh.
And it somehow became unlocked from the spirit of some teacher or something. Yeah. You can look it up. But
all right, I will. Thank you, sir.
I love haunted places. Trip me out, man. But
oh, yeah. No, I appreciate that. Thank you, James.
Okay, thank you very much.
They do kind of freak me out, too. All right, let's take a quick break. We have Rick and Greg. We'll get to you. We've got some text in left over from last hour, but we'll get to those if we can. But also want to kind of keep it with our question today, Flashback Friday. When you were a kid, we were all kids at one point, when you went outside to play in the summer, what did you do? That's our Flashback Friday. Back in a moment. Flashback Friday. 356-9397. Some of the texts, we got a bunch of them here on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Some relate back to the last hour, but I'll save those and I'll read those on Monday. Okay, I'd like to keep this more in the area of our Flashback Friday. Got several of those in as well. Benny says, I played catch with my dad and Tony Clemens. Text in says, bike ride. Yeah, we did a lot of that. This we're talking about what you did as a kid. We were all kids. What did you do when you were a kid and when summertime and you were not in school? What were you doing outside? And Julie says, yep, Brian, I remember that game at Tolono Primary. Was it called Red Rover? Yeah, we used to play Red Rover. That was one. Rick is up next. Hi, Rick. Good morning.
Yes, hi, Brian. This is a very nice feature that you do on Fridays. I had a small radio station in my home at about junior high or grade school age. And it had about a block and a half range on AM. And I built my own mixing board and wrote my own ads, read my own ads. And then I'd go down to the local radio station and get old news copy they threw out, came in on the wire and read news. And it was really fun. I did that for 2 or 3 years, like I say, grade school and junior high age. And I'd call the neighborhood kids, tell them I'm going to be broadcasting, and they would call in requests. My mother, there was no phone in the basement, so my mother would relay the requests yelling down the stairs to me.
Wow.
Or a certain family wants a certain song played in honor of their dog and all that. My biggest thrill was when a dentist called one night and talked to my mom and said he lived about 4 or 5 blocks away, and he called. He said, "Tell Rick he's booming in loud and clear," and that was the furthest I ever went, so far as I knew. But that was a big thrill for a grade school kid to have a little radio station and have a guy have you think that, you know, you're going 5 blocks.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's a terrific story, Rick. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, sure enough,
yep,
Brian.
You bet. Coming up here on the news, Greg is up next. Hi, Greg. Good morning.
Morning, Brian. I just want to say it's a nice break from the usual everyday, everything that's going on. It's nice to get away from that and talk about, you know, just the simple things. But when me and my brother were kids, our grandpa would cut old tire inner tubes up and you know, rubber bands. And he knew this from when he was younger. He'd wrap them around a 2x4 with a little piece of wood on the end, and then you could stretch the rubber band and pinch it between the pieces of wood. And when you pinched the wood together, it shot the rubber band. And so we'd run around playing rubber band guns, shooting each other. It's kind of like a tag type game.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. A lot of people kind of did their own thing, you know, came up with their own version
own
of
toys.
Yeah, their own toys. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep, great.
Have a good day.
You bet. Some of the other ones: foursquare, hopscotch, jump rope. Of course, they could do double dutch, Chinese jump rope. I don't remember that. Jacks, marbles, red light, green light, freeze tag, shadow tag, flashlight tag. Capture the flag, steal the bacon. Heads up, 7-Up was another one. All right, we have some more texts. We'll get to those. Want to tell you Gallo Miller is the place you can go if you have an accident. They're a full-service collision repair facility. Been around a long, long time, couple of decades. Thousands of cars they fix. They know the business inside and out. If you have an accident, you're not in a great state of mind, let me tell you. You're not happy about an accident. Either blaming yourself or you're mad at somebody else. But once you get through all of that, calm down and then give the keys to Gallo Miller and let them get it back to where it needs to be. Free estimates always offered. It can be for the big crashes or little crashes, or maybe you just backed out of the garage like I did and took off the mirror. I mean, things like that you can get the free estimates on. They know what a hassle it is. They've dealt with the insurance companies. They've handled everything that there is to handle, both outside the shop and inside. So Gallo Miller, check them out. Their convenient location between the Prospect and Neil exits, GalloMiller.com, the place to go. Lots of texts, phone calls coming in. News is next with Michael. We'll come back. Skip, hang on the line. We'll get to you right after the news on DWS.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
All right, we had open line the first hour. We had Carol Varell with us at the very end of the hour. We're doing the Flashback Friday here at the end of July. And we're just asking very simply, when you were a kid, when you were growing up, we were all kids and did all kinds of things. And today, you know, trying to get our kids off of the video games and away from Fortnite and all the different things that are going on, to get them to go outside and do something. And I know growing up, a lot of us, I think it's a couple of generations that I'm talking about here, that went outside and just made up stuff, did games, had fun. So what did you do growing up? One texter, John, says, kick the can with many neighborhood kids in the early 70s. That is one. Skip waded through the news. Hi, Skip. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I tell you, the older you get, it's really fun to listen to this Friday program. It brings back a lot of, a lot of neat memories. I think just really quickly, a couple things I remember. Number one, playing marbles, always having a special marble that was especially one of your favorites. And then remembering when these things called cat eye marbles, big ones came in, those were real special. And then also remember taking playing cards and putting those on with clothespins on our bicycle wheels and driving those around and listening to noise. We always thought that was kind of something special.
Yeah, and some of the people did that with their, like, really expensive baseball cards, right?
Yep, I think so. And real quickly, the other favorite one was once a year in the summertime, which was today, July 27th, which is my birthday.
Oh.
I would ask my mother, instead of a birthday cake, I wanted Rice Krispie candies. And I couldn't wait for that day every time the summertime came, and those continue to be, I think, one of my favorites to eat. So,
oh, I love those.
Thanks again for the show, Brian. I appreciate it, and you guys do a terrific job.
Thank you, Skip. Great to hear from you.
Have a good day.
You bet. From Tom, he says, when I was a kid, I loved to shoot basketball. I didn't go out for basketball in high school because I was short. My senior year at Monticello High School, I grew 6 inches, making it up to 5'9". So I played a lot of pickup games, played on our Navy team when I was stationed in Barbados, West Indies. That's from Tom. Sue says, Brian, I wonder if anyone else did this. I would fill my wagon with comic books and make the rounds to other kids in the neighborhood and trade comics. Somebody texted in, is it Jarts? J-A-R-T-S? Jarts, not darts, but Jarts. Some of the other ones we'd play, if you're remembering these are things you did when you were a kid outside or just to play with the neighbor kids or whatever. Sack races. Never the game of Twister. You could play that inside or outside. Pickup sticks. Tetherball. Remember that? You had to be careful. You had to pay attention. That thing would whip around that pole and it'd hit you in the head or someplace else. If you weren't paying attention, you could get hurt hitting the right spot. Jarts is a lawn game, big darts that you toss at a target on the ground. Okay, I didn't know. I don't remember that one. Croquet, obviously. Julie texts in, says, my brother's dad and I used to play a fun game called Walk the Beans. LOL, she says. Yes. Let's go out and play Walk the Beans, huh? No pay in that either. What was it they always said? Well, you got a roof over your head and you got food on your plate, right? That's your pay. Let's see if I missed any here. I think I got them all. Okay, back to the phones to Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Brian. Well, see, I grew up at First and Chalmers Street, which now you got all these crap box apartments and everything, but whenever they tear something down, well, we play war games, you know, and throw dirt clods at each other and have these guns that shot rubber bullets, you know, Giant Eagle rifles. We'd Thing Maker, we'd hang out at the park all the time, play clincher softball. Go anywhere we could go and get a pop machine, we'd pick up and hunt pop bottles and take them down to the Rust's grocery store on the campus. And then we'd go to the co-ed for they had like kid movies with Tuesdays and Thursdays for a quarter, and so you try to hustle as many pop bottles up so you could, you know, have some popcorn and whatever else, and, you know, support your local dentist. So that's just some of it.
Yeah.
Of course, used to walk all the tunnels at the U of I. Was in and out of every building, you know, hang out at the library, go to the Plato Lab, stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out if kids today do any of that.
Well, look how many of them are obese. I mean, everybody's all about their kid being on the back of a baseball card and in some sports team, but, you know, the P.E. Quotient of education seems to be lacking quite severely. I mean, they don't seem to have that. I mean, I've even heard of, like, there's no recesses and stuff, or no one goes out and plays grab tail or any of that stuff, or hide and seek or anything. I don't know what these kids do today. I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
It don't look.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Eric. Good to hear from you. I was thinking of that tetherball. Remember Napoleon Dynamite? You ever see that movie? All right, Busey Bank, Busey Ag Services. Grow your farm forward with help from Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage. They provide a full range of products and services to meet your agricultural needs. Whether you need a loan for production expenses or to purchase land and equipment, Busey provides lending solutions. They also provide farm management, rural appraisals, and agriculture consultations. Busey is a name you can trust if you're in the farm world, serving farmers for 150 years at the very start of the agriculture industry in Illinois, 90,000-plus acres under management, a 9-member team at Busey with more than 130 years of combined experience. Benefit from their wealth of expertise. Attend the Farm Landowners Workshop. That's Tuesday, August 7th. That's coming up from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Champaign County Farm Bureau in Champaign. For more information, you can call 217-351-2744, 217-351-2744, to reserve your seat for that. And partner with a team whose roots run deep. Busey's Ag Services and Farm Brokerage teams have the resources you need to grow forward. All right, we'll continue with more Penny for Your Thoughts this time out, and then we're back. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, doing the Flashback Friday here. Glad you're with us. Had a lot of great memories here. If you were outside as a kid and you were playing, what were you doing? Oprah Winfrey did not send this to me, but I saw this. She said, this time of year, I like to be barefoot as often as possible. When I was a kid, I enjoyed walking across an earthy carpet of freshly mown grass. And, wow, it feels so good. And she said, every night at sunset, friends and neighbors gather on my front porch to watch what we call the greatest show on earth. We take pictures and compare the color variations of each magnificent light show as the sun dips below the horizon. I was also thinking about the bean walking. Julie texted back in and said, yeah, it was a free service. Yeah, we did it for free, walking beans. I think Eric mentioned throwing the dirt clods. And as the oldest kid in our family, I had to get my brothers and sister to walk the beans. Dad would say, okay, we're going to walk this particular field today. And he was probably unaware of all this, but, I'd trying to get my brother and my sister to quit throwing dirt clods at each other because they get mad about something. And it was like, we're supposed to be walking the beans. We're not supposed to be out here throwing dirt clods. All right. Danae, how are you, Danae?
I'm good.
Good. What's up?
I remember in the early 60s playing night croquet at Gene and Betty Ducey's in Tolono. And also taking crab apples and trying to catch the bats in the crab apple tree at dusk.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. And so it was nighttime croquet.
Yep.
So how did that work? The same game, but just in the dark?
Yeah, well, it's still light in the summer.
Yeah, late summer.
Until 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of croquet.
Oh, man, I love croquet.
And riding skateboards on our new long driveways.
Yeah, we had an old croquet set for a long, long time.
Cool. I
love doing that. Thank you, Danae.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right. Also used to throw a lot of rocks into the lake. We had that fishing lake. Just gather up a lot of rocks and just throw them in. Now, we had some bigger rocks that were around the edge of the lake that were for erosion purposes, to keep the lake from eroding. I threw some of those in, too, so that probably defeated the purpose. But, hey, the bigger rocks make a bigger splash, right? 1052. Hi, Rick.
How do you do?
I'm doing well.
Two callers earlier, I'm a little bit older than him because I remember going to the co-ed theater on campus there, and it only cost 9 cents to get in. And the one thing we would do during the summer, I was born and raised on campus there with about 7 or 8 other kids. And the caretaker at the U of I Stadium in the northwest corner, his son would let us in, and we would have our football games and on the U of I football field. And if we wanted to race around the track, well, there was that gravel track for us to race around. So that's how we spent our days. Pretty good time back then.
Well, that's pretty cool that you could get on the stadium floor. I mean, that makes it big time.
Yeah, the family's name was Stipes. The kids, our friend's name was Roger Stipes.
Okay.
I don't know whatever happened to them, but in the past, but I'm sure the custodian, he's long gone because that section of the stadium has been all remodeled.
Sure.
Okay, well, enjoy your day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Swanson Roofing. Corey Swanson's a hands-on owner. He owns the Roofing Dog, truly a family-owned business. He's a graduate of Rantoul High School, we've told you that, and the University of Illinois. He and his wife, Melissa, they are in charge at Swanson Roofing, the Roofing Dog. They guarantee their workmanship for the lifetime of your roof. The materials they use are guaranteed for 50 years, and they take responsibility and ownership of every past customer. He used to have a list, I think he kept, and he may still do, of all the customers he's had. They're the cornerstone of their business. They'll help you with small repairs, help you save your roof, even if Swanson Roofing did not do your roof. They're happy to come out and fix any problem. Swanson Roofing, the Roofing Dog, providing services in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. Call for a free estimate. 217-355-ROOF, 217-355-7663, or visit Swanson Roofing online, theroofingdog.com. A lot of great companies out there. We just invite you to let Swanson Roofing, who's a sponsor of our show, one of our sponsors, give them that call and let them at least give you an estimate, get you set up and good to go on your roof. We got Jim up next, 10:54. We'll take a break and get back to some final phone calls and texts. You want to text them in real quick, we'll get them on before the top of the hour. Thank you. Back in a moment. All right, getting near the end here of Flashback Friday. We're at 10:58. Bill says, I had three sisters. Only neighbors were three female cousins. It was me, my dog, and tools. I mostly tore up things to my dad's displeasure. Said I found out later I had neighbors with cute daughters within biking distance. It's a shame, really, Bill says. And Julie says, on the walking beans, Dad even provided the hose and the gloves to do the work. Yes, I actually did it barehanded. I pulled a lot of milkweeds with my bare hands and cockleburrs and everything else. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I have a different story about Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
As a kid, all of us boys in the neighborhood would go to Memorial Stadium, and Mr. Stipes would yell, "Get out of here, you sons of bees," and you'd hear pow, ping, as he shot at us with a .22 rifle.
Really?
Yes. They didn't want kids in there. So if they got to go in there and play football, that must have been a very, very special kid or something, because we got shot at.
Wow.
And every time we'd go, we'd sneak into the stadium maybe three or four times a month. And, yes, sir, we got shot at.
Wow.
But we grew up on campus. We went to the old English building, had a basketball court. We'd go in and play basketball till they'd run us out. They had a swimming pool, and we'd go in and try to go swimming until they'd run us out. I grew up on campus, and all those buildings were my playground. But Mr. Stipes would shoot at us.
Well, all right. Hey, Jim, thanks for letting me know about that.
Okay, well, thank you.
You bet. All right, we're out of time for today. Thanks for all the phone calls, emails, and texts. The news is next. Bob Steigman, Justice Steigman on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.